We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Woo! You like the Beatles, do you?
Yep.
Yes.
I will watch anything Beatles related.
Except that weird Paul McCartney.
Rick Rubin one? I heard Kenny talking about how great it is. I watched one episode. I'm like, this is a little too behind the scenes.
I actually thought there were a lot of interesting things. I watched part of one episode too, and I thought there were a lot of interesting things musically that I would never have picked up from a Beatles song before. Mm-hmm. And Rick Rubin and Paul are really breaking it down.
Because they're music heads, you know what I mean? They're really, he's a producer. That's his job to hear things that maybe others don't.
Was it too much of the Rick Rubin just fan like laying boying. Down on the ground and, you know, he doesn't
it was a little too any slow conventional moving things. For oh, okay. me. But I'm very pumped for this docuseries from Peter Jackson. Is it Peter Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you've heard of him. Own. Is he from Yes. Is he the Hobbit guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm very...
He's not actually a Hobbit.
Mm. Oh, good to know.
That's a fair distinction.
I'm very excited to see what he does with, you know, this various footage and everything. So here's the trailer for that documentary. Love it.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Oh, okay. Sorry about this.
Now we're going to take the Beatles and I'll be
here
quiet.
Here we go.
Oh, you recorded our conversation.
Looking for a what? What is it? Looking for a home to last.
Looking for a blast from the past.
Isn't it fun to hear them work it out?
Yes, that is cool.
We're talking about 14 songs we hope to
get. A few seconds ago, you said you didn't like the behind-the-scenes stuff.
How many have we already
The thing is, I don't want to watch two people talk for 2 hours.
You don't want them to drill down super deep on one added note in the song.
Yeah, and it's just that their energy is very low on the Rick Rubin one.
Rick Rubin's not even wearing shoes, I think.
Yeah, and it's just...
Sorry.
He's just hard to look at.
No, this is cool. This is all from... So the Beatles' last album, Let It Be, they allowed a lot of film crew in to record it. Mm-hmm. And some of it made it out. You know, we've all seen the famous rooftop concert where they went out and did Get Back and
Yes, it was great.
But Peter Jackson went back, got... rights to all this footage and is reassembling it for...
It's amazing. I can't even imagine how long this has taken him to do. And the fact that they had the, you know, the foresight, is that the word I'm looking for? To record and video all of these sessions is out, like, unbelievable.
And this, this is basically when the Beatles broke up. So that's all going to be... All that tension.
Right.
And Yoko-ness is going to be Three two-hour episodes coming out November 25th. Ugh,
imagine, like, see what I did there? Imagine there's this outsider who all of a sudden, just imagine Steve all of a sudden starts bringing someone to work that we don't know. She's just a hanger-on.
Yeah.
We'll call her Lou. Just kidding.
Luco Ono. Okay. Sure.
And everyone's like, why is she here?
Well, and then maybe she becomes part of our show, and the three of us are looking around like, what?
Okay.
What
just happened? Yeah.
A few months later.
You leave.
I leave, and I'm like, me and Luco are going to go make our own show.
Like, I would be so irritated. I could see where there would be tension because of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally get that.
Like, you know, everyone's talking about John behind his back going, oh, my God, him and this chick.
Right.
With the apple and the...
You know, and add to that, these guys just from like 62 to 68 just like became the most famous people in the world. Couldn't do anything.
Go anywhere.
And then constantly outdid themselves every time. And the pressure must have been intense. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. I don't know where we can see it, but
Disney Plus, November 25th.
Thank
Disney
you.
Plus.
Wow, they're killing it. They had something else coming out that I was excited about.
We had a question. Here's the question.
Okay.
If you had to cancel one streaming service, what would it be? Disney Plus, Netflix, HBO Max,
Apple
TV Plus, and Hulu. And think of the shows. You have to think of the shows that you're allegiant.
It's a great question.
To there. Of course! Hannah came up with it, actually.
It's good. Hulu, probably.
Really?
Yeah. No, or Disney.
For me, I think it's Apple.
Really?
There goes Ted Lasso.
And then I think I'm about to cancel Amazon Prime because I was just watching it for The Americans. Finished it.
See, I only actually, with Amazon Prime,
it's
just for the delivery service.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even listen to or watch shows on that very often at all. I feel like they need to
push. They've got some good stuff.
Do you think? Don't we talk about the other ones more? Hulu, Disney Plus, Netflix. It feels like you don't hear somebody saying, and it's on Amazon Prime nearly as often.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I don't know.
Let's see what's on. Let's see. We've got Big Sky, The Resident, A Million Little Things is on there.
It's on ABC.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess you're right.
So what did you guys decide? You said Hulu?
I said Hulu, but I think I'm going to go Amazon.
Well, you know what? Let's take Amazon Prime off it, though. The question is Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, HBO Max. Do you put a fifth in there? What if you just kept it at that? HBO Max, crushing it with documentaries. Mm-hmm. Netflix is what it is. Disney Plus has really, they offer something for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Hulu for your twisted Handmaid's Tale and all that stuff.
It's 11-11, make a wish.
I wish!
I was going to tell you just very quickly, Kristen Stewart, she has been opening up more about her upcoming role as Princess Diana in the movie Spencer. And she just revealed to the BBC that the role was actually physically taxing on her. Mm. So much so that she has TMJ and it was acting up to the point where she completely locked up. She was like, I think I'm tripping out and I'm making myself sick.
That's like lockjaw, right? Mm,
yes. And so she binge watched Emma Corrin as Princess Diana on The Crown. She read everything. She wanted every photo. She watched all the interviews that she could get her hands on. She watched all of The Crown, every iteration of interpretation. She just wanted to absorb her in an emotional and general way. And everything that I've seen looks like it's going to be amazing. She wanted to do her justice. She said, it always feels unpredictable, like you don't know what's going to happen. That's what she wanted it to feel like. So, can't wait. That should be out on... I think it's coming up before the end of the year. We'll let you know. There'll be, it'll be headlines everywhere. Okay?
Donna, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When we come back, we will get into a couple of studies, my friends. We'll start with one that is pure bull dookie.
Okay.
67% of people who have been working from home say they can't do this. This can't be true. If it's true, we just need to pull the plug on the whole thing.
Yeah, we need to institutionalize you.
Thank you so much. We'll get into that when we come back. It's Donna and Steve, The Experience.
Welcome back to the show, The Donna and Steve Experience.
Rocco, how are we on the intro for that?
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
But there will be some new stuff coming.
Thanks, Rocco.
It's been demanded from up high.
From on high.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a very higher up here in our side of the...
No way. Yeah. Who was it?
Oh, it's high.
The highest?
Not the highest.
Almost the highest.
Pretty close to the highest.
Oh, really? Male or female?
Male.
Oh, well, I don't think I know that person.
You don't.
I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to know that person. All right, let's be buddies.
Right.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
All right, this has to be false.
Okay.
Fake news. This can't be real. Unless people working from home have gotten significantly stupider...
Jupiter. I see what you did there. Right.
67% of people working from home cannot recognize their coworkers. There is a new survey of people who are still working remotely. Some aspects of communal office life just can't be replicated, can they?
No.
7 in 10 people say that they feel more isolated than they did in the office. I get that. More than 1/3 miss social events, including face-to-face meetings. Like almost 40% of people miss that. 35% of people miss office celebrations. So it's happy birthday to Jan, and a 1 and a 2. And about 1 in 3 miss those after work happy hours. But 2/3 say that they work directly with someone who they would not be able to pick out of a lineup and recognize by just name only.
Come on.
Well, think about, you know, for instance, my wife's an example. She switched teams during the pandemic, and now, and she works at home. And so she doesn't, she's never met any of these people in person.
Oh, interesting.
I did just talk with some people on a call yesterday who said today is our first day back at our office and there are a bunch of new people. And so we don't know everybody.
Well, you know, even when I started here, it took me more like 2 years to get to know people, names and everything, because we're, this building is so large and we're compartmentalized a lot.
Yes.
So like on air and production is on one floor, but we're on a different side of the floor than KS95.
I'm going to make a confession. It is a little bit trickier for us too, quickly, in that, you know, people, this, they know us more because we're saying our name all the time out loud on the radio, or we're appearing on TV. And so there's more of a connection there. I once walked into a room that one of our fantastic, tremendous sales reps was in.
Nameless.
And I was for sure that I was meeting with that person because they had sent me a note.
Oh,
and said,
this is fun.
We're going to meet at noon to talk about this. And so I and they said, we'll meet, I'll meet you like outside of my talk or whatever. And then I saw them in a different room. And so I was just like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, are we meeting here? I didn't say that out loud. Hey, how are you? And she just said, oh, good. And then luckily something stirred inside of me that was like, this is not the person you think it is.
Yep.
And you need to move out of here now. And so I was just like, all right, well, look, nice to see you. Good to see faces in the building. I gotta go.
Let me give you another example.
Okay.
So I've been having computer problems basically since I started here.
Yes.
I can't, sometimes my email doesn't allow me to log in.
Yeah.
So I called on someone from IT, and because every time I try to log in unsuccessfully, they get pinged. So it could be on a Sunday, it could be, so they just, it's kind of a pain for them.
I bet.
So I'm waiting for the guy to come down. I think it was Eric. And I'm waiting. And so I email him and say, hey, did I miss you? He goes, I was right down there 2 minutes ago and you told me you weren't having computer problems. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He went up to Lori Bardini and said, okay, where's your problem? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he thought that I was being me as Lori. He thought, okay, why did you ask me to come down here if now you're telling me you have no problems?
Oh, my.
So none of us know one another.
Maybe we can't throw stones here on this survey that says 67% of people who work at home wouldn't be able to recognize their coworkers.
Yeah, what? Like maybe there's more to it.
One time I needed a new badge. Just this was a couple weeks ago. And security worked that out for me. And he comes out and he handed it to me. And he handed me Kenny's badge.
No, see?
He thought I was Kenny.
Yes. This is great.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. So, you know, your cynicism is debunked.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. It's a problem.
I mean, think about, I think I was talking to somebody around here whose son just got a new job during pandemic and has never met these people and is just working from home in a room.
Yeah, it's weird. And Julia, if she calls you honey, you know she can't remember your name.
That does not mean she likes you and feels close to you.
No, it means
she doesn't have a clue at the moment as to what your name might be. There are one of our producers over at Twin Cities Live has always joked about that this person has interacted with her year after year after year, and she has never called him by his name. His correct
name. It's just very funny. Anyway, guys, do not forget about Project Down and Dirty. Tickets are on sale right now. We're doing construction this year. It'll be fun and different, and you can come and watch us.
And we did the math. Only like 105 total tickets that you can get with how the setup is. We've got 30 VIP spots with cars that can come in and get a front row sort of drive-in seat to the destruction that's going to take place when we get this heavy duty construction equipment.
And then that will include tickets to the Project Down and Dirty reunion show, which is always fun. We all talk smack about one another usually. So there is that, and you could get the tickets by using keyword project at mytalk1071.com. Do it!
We will destroy things in front of you as you cheer and crush a beer can on your head, because that's the right response.
And this is happening at Extreme Sandbox in Hastings, and we're going to have a blast.
Yeah, we cannot wait to get together with you guys. First time we've done a PD&D with you in 2 years. So buy those tickets at mytalk1071.com. Buy them now. When we come back, it's Thursday, Throwback Thursday Music Trivia 70s edition.
Yes.
Coming up next.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We got DJ Rock Lobster with us.
Clomp, clomp, clomp.
Clomp, clomp. Clomp, clomp. Clomp, clomp. And Steve did something last night. Probably the first time you got to be a part of this.
Yeah, it was cool. There, you know, this occasionally there's an afternoon event that our kids are involved in that I can't make. And one of them is called Run Club. And our kids have done it before, and they really, really enjoy it.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
And I know that's how a lot of the adults who were docking there last night were like, can you believe they look so happy when they're running? But what they would do is once a week for maybe 4 or 6 weeks, you stay after school, and then they just have you running around a field, and there are instructors there, some PE instructors. And it's almost like cross-country style running, because you're just running around like a field at the school. And then they say, all right, if you do 12 times today, that's going to be 2 miles, and we're going to be tracking everybody's time, and they're helping them learn like how to run and all this stuff.
Great.
So anyway, they do it, and then the kids get a big kick out of it when at the end of the year, or well, at the end of that 4 or 6 week run of after school classes, they go to a different location and then do a timed run with the parents there. And it's this big to do because the parents are there to like cheer them on at the starting line, waiting for them at the finish line when they come back after this like 1 mile run. So they bumped it back to 6 p.m. yesterday, and I was so happy that that happened because then I was able to be there, and I just love watching our kids in school settings. I like watching them. Like, my little guy plays flag football this year. It's the highlight of my weekend. Aww. Is going to watch him play on Saturday mornings, and it's fun to, like, watch them
interacting with other kids. Yeah. And
also to see them authority. When they're being competitive, too.
Sure.
Like, as they're trying to learn this new thing. And I actually, as I was cheering as my kids were coming across the finish line last night, I realized there are some parents out there who are total tools about it. And they're trying to push their kids too hard. And they're trying to make them go pro and in it for all the wrong reasons. But then there's another big group of parents who just experiences the joy of watching your little ones out there performing somehow. Yeah. Whether it's in a recital.
Sure.
Sporting event, whatever. So that I was able to be there was just so fun as they were coming through.
Which ones? Which kids?
Three of the kids.
Oh.
Everybody but Dev.
So wow.
Lila, Gray, and Addie all got to do it. And it was just so cool. I don't know. It's just fun. There were even other parents that were kind of like, oh, you happy to be at Run Club? And I think they were just being sort of silly, sarcastic. But I love being at those kind of events that I felt like genuinely excited to be there. It was just so fun.
And the cat's in the cradle. Little and the silver spoon.
Butterfly kisses and burn in the moon.
You know, that's a trigger word for me.
Yeah. No, don't say butterfly kisses. It'll all be over. Well, that's great.
You were confused, which confused me.
I think I missed the key word, which was run club.
Thought it was Fight Club.
First rule of Run Club.
That's right.
No, what I had thought was that they were staying after school in an after school program. And then I thought, what? They're making the kids run? That sounds like punishment. I didn't realize that they are like they want to be track stars or cross country runners.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's funny that you mentioned cross country, because after that, one of the cross country coaches at one of the middle schools came over and introduced herself. And my oldest daughter was with me. And my oldest daughter is, you know, tall and has a big long stride and is fast. And so then it was the first time of, she was like, oh, well, you know, like I coach at cross country at these middle schools and all this. And it was just like, oh, they're going to get to a point where they're like really thinking about, do I want to do sports? Like the little guy who's nine next year could do football, like tackle football.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make the decision. How do we feel about tackle football? Because it's very different than flag football.
Yes.
Not sure if you know.
Football is like touch football.
Yeah, you wear flags around your waist.
Oh.
And so you, there are two flags.
You have to pull the
flag.
And then
you have to pull the flag
off.
Oh,
cute.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll show you some videos.
Maybe I can come over and throw the ball with the little guy.
Don't use that kind of speech. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Fine. Okay, well, congratulations.
Thanks, Donna.
Hey, Rocco, what's your son into?
He plays right now. Soccer.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great. So you're a soccer dad.
And here's the thing. He kind of made the top team for a pretty prominent local club.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Let me negotiate his salary.
Yeah, right. And then he wanted to be goalie. And so my wife and I are just like heart attacks on a stick just watching him. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so is he... Easy. Wait, you mean that because the goalie has so much pressure on him or her?
You know, it's like, you know, they were tied and there's minutes left and then, a shot and it goes past him and now we feel like his pain.
He let the team down or something. Oh,
That's the main thing. So the parents who do a crummy job of overcoaching their kids and trying to push them to go pro and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They give all parents a bad rap. That is the experience though, Rocco.
Yes.
When you feel like part of your heart is like out there and you just want them to have a good moment, or you know, the practice, you know how much they've been talking about it that week behind the scenes with you.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a flag football game. This stuff is all made up. They keep score, but hardly, it's not up on a scoreboard. There's a bunch of games happening all at the same time. And my son was feeling under the weather a couple weeks ago. And we knew that he was just gotten through it because he just really wanted to play. And you only have a finite amount of these games on Saturdays.
What would you do if you saw his coach like yelling at him?
I wouldn't immediately get in the coach's face. I would monitor to see if that was a bad moment or if it was their way of being. There are a couple coaches that our coaches are so great. I said to the one guy, so what are you guys like high school football players? You guys play high school? He was like, last time I played competitively was fourth grade. And I was like, this is great. But they know the game and they're teaching them. And they're so encouraging and trying to help them get better. They're great. But son, feeling under the weather, Rocco, you'll be able to relate with this. And then right toward the end of the game, catches it, takes it to the house for a touchdown, which I know is going to excite him for the rest of the day.
Aww.
And he was feeling so crummy. He seemed low energy, but he made this one big play. And I felt like you could have told me we were at the Super Bowl. I wouldn't have felt any better for him in that moment.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I yell at the other kids, you guys suck!
You know, you get into it. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The reason he wanted to be goalie, he was, you know, they used to kind of switch. Hey, do you want to be goalie this half? Sure. And he made like a game-saving save one night, and everybody just swarmed him, and it was the feeling of the century. So then I think he's like, this is what I want to do.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So cool to see them in those moments, man.
Love
really
it.
Really like it.
Guys, before we get out of here, we should remind people about Project Down and Dirty Construction. Those tickets are on sale now. Get yours before they sell out.
The whole big shebang is brought to you by David at First Equity and Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Love
Friday,
it.
November 5th. That's when you can come and see us live at Extreme Sandbox, Minnesota in Hastings for some really fun events to close out Construction Week. We would love to party with you, so we hope that you come out. Tickets just went on sale this morning during our show, and all of the money raised will go to charity partners Crescent Cove, Make-A-Wish Minnesota, Minnesota Academy of Science, and Courage Kenny. Learn more, Project Down and Dirty Construction, all the details at mytalk1071.com.
What do you think we should do for
keyword
lunch?
Keyword project.
Steak Caesar wrap downstairs. Did you hear? We saw an email that somebody already made a donation to our charity.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, that was Becca up in Canada.
Becca, we love you.
Oh, Canada.
Say hi to Daniel. All right, that's awesome.
Daniel.
Soup? Anyone?
No, I'm on a juice cleanse.
What's the difference? It's just salty. It's salty juice.
I don't want your salty juice. Thank you. We're done.
Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. All right.